Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, the publication consumers trust to find first-class business professionals. In this segment, we're going to be talking about building your brand 101. My guest today is a graduate of the University of Tennessee, where he received his BS degree in graphic design and illustration. He is the founder and chief creative officer of Designs in Motion, Incorporated. His professional career spans from commercial printing, interactive training, and e-commerce development. We are pleased to have on the phone today the newest member of the People You Need to Know Network, Mr. Michael E. McClellan. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Sparkplug. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How about yourself?
I'm having a great day.
Well, we know how busy you are, so let's get right into it, okay?
That's fine.
Tell our listeners, what is branding?
Branding, Sparkplug, is a holistic approach to your company's position and its complete core values. It's everything that everybody in the company thinks about, hear, say about the business, not just your brand, not just your color combination, but I mean, it's everything that encompasses the whole core values of the company.
Well, why is branding so important for a company?
Well, branding is important because we all think about first impressions. When you get a card and one card looks one way and one looks another way, if one's very professionally done and the other one sort of looks like it was done at home, which company would you gravitate to? You'd gravitate towards the one that looks more professional, professionally done. So your branding is how you're perceived by your competitors, your clients that you're going after. So you want to make sure that everything that you do, everything that you use to market yourself, everything has a consistent, holistic approach to everything that's put out there when you're presenting your business to someone.
Mr. McClellan, tell our listeners some of the first steps to building a brand.
First of all, you want to think about the name of your business, encompass what your business is all about. You're going to think about things like your tagline. Does your tagline quickly state what it is you do, what your business is all about? Do your colors, you know, coordinate all the things that are very important about your business and your brand? There's so many things that encompass a brand. Like I said, it's your message, it's your identity, it's how you identify your business and how you identify the services that you provide. And then you want to think about, does all those things tie together in my logo or in my word mark? And your logo, of course, it can be an icon that sort of says who this business is, or it can be a word mark, similar to like a Dale. Dale is a strong brand. It's Michael Dale's last name, and it's a strong brand because he's very well known. Coca-Cola uses the little wave, or Nike uses the swoosh. That's how they're identified. So when you're talking about your brand, you want to make sure that that information or that idea or the icon or the word mark is very distinctive and unique.
Well, speaking of logos, why is it so important to have your company logo on everything?
The reason why it's important to have your logo on everything you use, because you're really pushing your brand. You want to make sure that everything that you use has your identity on it. Just as I said, Nike, you know who the company is when you just see the swoosh. So when you start to push your brand on everything from your business card to your website, whatever it is you do, to all your collateral, when you send that information out to prospects, or when you hand out that business card, you're building a brand. You may have things like shirts that you professionally had done, and those shirts have your logo and your brand on it as well. So you're really continuing to push your brand, your image, your tagline out there to the general public.
Well, why is color consistency so important when it comes to building a brand?
Color consistency is extremely important. Once you develop your brand and once you develop your corporate colors, then you want to make sure that all those things are consistent on all the things you use. If you have a particular color blue that you use, you want to make sure that blue doesn't come across looking purple on something that you're using, because it sort of reflects on your brand. You know, people come to know you by your corporate image, and, you know, when they see something that's different versus the way that they were originally shown it, it can have a negative response because they're wondering, well, what are you doing differently? Is this a subset to your business or is the color just wrong? I know from doing work with Coca-Cola, they have a very distinct red color. If you don't use that red on the things that they use, if you're doing printing material, they won't even accept it. So you want to make sure that your brand is always consistent in color. Once you develop that brand, that logo, that it's not skewed if you're using it in presentations. It's the Ghostbuster effect, I always like to call it. Once it's done, you want to make sure that it stays that way so anything outside that gets the circle and the line across it. They say, no, this is not my brand and this is not what I expect to see. So like I said, if you're getting marketing material done and your colors are a particular color, once you send those files to the printer, if they come back and they're not what you expected and you have given them the actual colors that you're going to use, then you can go back and say, no, these are the colors that we specify as our brand, and we want to make sure that it stays consistent. So everybody knows and understands that this is the company's brand colors or their corporate colors. You want to make sure that that stays consistent.
Well, let's change gears here. What should you look for when hiring a design firm to help you with your brand?
I always say one of the first things you look for when you're looking for a design company to help you with your brand is you want to ask them for the references. Look for companies that are very reputable in regards to references. People are happy with what they've, you know, if the design firm has done something for a particular company, you want to make sure that they're extremely satisfied with the work that was given. You want to look at the experience level that the design company has. I know there's a lot of folks coming out of college nowadays or moving into these lines of field, but you want to make sure that they have the experience to get the job done, basically, that they have a very creative eye, that they can educate you on what it is they're doing for you. You want to make sure that, say, if a company is designing a logo or a brand for you, working with a design company that's only giving you one, maybe two ideas for your brand, I would say that's the wrong kind of company to work with. You want to make sure that you get a broader spectrum of ideas. So typically when companies hire us to do work for them, that's what we're showing them. One of the biggest things that they're paying for is our ability to think for them. We listen to what they have to say in regards to what they're looking for, but then, you know, we want to show them various ideas of different approaches for their brand. So you want to make sure that you know the company has those types of values, creativity, the references that stand behind their work, and you know that they've been doing it for a number of years. And for us, we have a passion for doing this. We really enjoy helping companies move forward in branding their business.
Well, speaking of your passion, what motivated you to get into this business?
Well, spark plug, I tell everybody, my creativity truly is a divine power, because I was blessed with artistic ability when I was a young kid, and I was always doodling in my notepads versus studying my work, though I did get that done as well. But, you know, I recognized at an early age that I had an artistic ability, and I wanted to do something with that as I got older and wanted to try to find out what kinds of things I could do with that as a profession. And of course, being that I got my degree in graphic design and illustration, I can paint, but I can also put things together creatively. So I really started playing with that early on in my childhood, and it just progressed as I got older. And then as I found out about things like advertising and marketing, I was like, you know, that sounds like something very interesting that I might want to pursue. So that really won me over, and I just love the way things are put together. You know, I look at a magazine and I see how things are put together, and I'm thinking, what was the process that, you know, the designer used to put that together? And those types of things really interest me. When it comes to music, when I think about how the music comes together, for me it's sort of the same thing in regards to doing art. If I'm putting together a publication, it's an artistic way to put that together, and it's very challenging, and I really love that process. So that's what really drove me to becoming a designer.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, is there one final thing you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding building their brand 101?
You know, everybody can brand their business. I think if you're in business nowadays and if you're not branded in some form or fashion, you're hurting yourself. A lot of people think just, you know, if you're not the big corporation that you can't afford to get this done. We're here to show our clients and prospective clients that you can brand your business as well. And if you do brand your business and do it right, I think you stand a bigger chance in growing your business the right way, and everyone will be better off for it.
And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
We can be reached a couple of ways. Of course, first of all, is our website, designsinmotion.net. Of course, we can be reached via phone. That's 404-455-1696. And we can also be reached if people follow People You Need to Know and check out their publication more. You'll find us there as well.
All right. Well, Mr. Michael E. McClellan, founder and chief creative officer of Designs in Motion Incorporated, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks a lot, Spark Plug. I really appreciate it.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Atlanta's top business professionals, like Mr. Michael E. McClellan. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to check out our podcast. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.